Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines.
Everybody, welcome to Love with the Lions, Episode 3. So today we thought we would talk to you a little bit about, well, you know, everybody's busy. I know we're busy. We both work full-time jobs, and between being involved with church and other activities and having twin grandsons and a daughter and a son-in-law and just other stuff, we are just so stinking busy. But we want to talk about how we can bless each other with the little things that we can do.
Yeah, there's lots of little ways that we can show our love for each other. And it reminded me of, you know, Jesus taught a lot about God in parables. And in Matthew 13, verses 31 to 32, Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed planted in a field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but it becomes the largest of garden plants. It grows into a tree, and birds come and make nests in its branches." And when we were discussing this topic, it made me think about how the little things fill. There used to be a term in self-help that was called about filling up your basket, that you had to fill up your basket before you could give anything to anybody else. You had to have something in your basket. And I think of the little things that we can do for each other just to show our love and express our love can fill up the basket. And then it's there to take out of, especially during the times in marriage when things get a little tense, and that happens. And so this way, if you have build each other up in small ways, it gives you a bank of things to draw from.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be big. I mean, with our relationship, there's, I think we've kind of set in our, I wouldn't say set in our ways, but there's certain things over the years that you've done and that I've done. I grew up on a farm in the middle of nowhere, and my mom taught me to cook and sew. So one of the things that showed up in our family is, when Cindy has been working late and I would come home early, I would cook, or vice versa. If you would be home before me, I would cook, or you would cook.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also, you know, a lot of times we have different things, different chores we do, but we're mainly talking about the little things right now, just the small things. And it doesn't have to be chores or anything really big, just the little things. Like one of the things we used to do for a long time was we would put toothpaste on our toothbrushes at night before we went to bed, which was just a fun little thing that was kind of cute and just a cute little surprise. But then we kind of got away from doing that.
Well, it's because we got electric toothbrushes, and you have to stand them up, and the toothpaste slid off, so that didn't work anymore. But, you know, that takes me back to the memory of the first little thing that you did for me. Our first Christmas, and it was funny because this was the first time, I mean, at Christmas time, we'd only been married for what, three months. And I went to brush my teeth in the morning and there was something in my toothbrush. And I was like, what the heck is this? Well, Wayne had taken a little, like one of those plastic cocktail toothpicks, and he'd taken a piece of paper and made a little banner with it. A little pennant banners, you know, like a little, like the college pennants, the long triangles, and said, "Merry Christmas, I love you." And he had stuck it in the bristles of my toothbrush. And it was just like, for me, that was like, oh, it was like the sweetest thing. That really touched me when you did that.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I always liked too is that you would, every once in a while you would take those little sticky notes. We have these little yellow sticky notes, or like what, maybe like an inch by inch or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you'd write, "I love you" on there. And then you'd draw your little face with your hair and your glasses and smiley face and stuff on there. I used to just always love that. That was just so cute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But just something to brighten each other's day up a little bit and just to bless each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like sometimes I'll come out in the morning and you'll have the, lots of times Wayne gets up way before I do, so I don't want the coffee to be sitting all the time because I like my coffee fresh. I'm a little picky that way. But I'll come out and then he'll have made his coffee, and then he fills up his coffee mug, and then he sets up the coffee maker for me. So and then he'll write me a note saying that all I have to do is push the button on the maker, and you know, he loves me and everything. And that's a really sweet little thing that you do.
Mm-hmm. And it's just little things like that. And I mean, even like if we're sitting there, we might be sitting in our chairs at the end of the day and just kind of vegging or something like that, and we both have a drink or whatever, you know, a glass of water or whatever we're drinking, and you know, I'll be almost out, you'll have lots, but you'll get up and get it for me, even, you know, just something like that. Just being nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to serve each other and just to bless each other.
Yeah, one of the things that we just had Valentine's Day, and the envelope from the Valentine's Day card that Wayne gave me reminded me, sometimes I'm a little dense and it takes me a while to realize things. So when Wayne does a card for me, he writes my name on the envelope, but then he draws these little tiny hearts. And it's interesting because I'm 65 and we've been married for 38 years. And I noticed over the last couple of years that every time on my birthday, like, there got to be more and more hearts on the envelope. And then finally it dawned on me this past birthday that it was, the hearts were my age. It was like candles on the cake. It was the number of years I had been alive. And it took me a while to figure that out. And so this time for Valentine's Day, he had all these hearts all over it. So I'm thinking about this and
not as many though this time.
No, not as many, but a lot. And then, so then I guessed and I was right that it was the number of hearts for as many Valentine's days as we've spent together.
And I think I was right.
Yeah, you were right.
I was pretty close.
You were right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With as many hearts, I had a hard time counting them as small as I make them, so that wasn't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but just, you know, like favorite candies, like I really liked the candy that you got me for Valentine's Day, and just, you know, there's so many different, I don't know, there's just so many different little things that we do each other. It's just hard to.
So, yeah, you know, and I really like it when, you know, when we, in our house, the way our bathroom, and we have like these Jack and Jill bathrooms. So the bathroom, the shower is in one room and the sink is in another room. It's got this great big mirror in the sink, but the enough steam comes through the door that when we take showers, it totally steams up this big mirror. And so then you'll write love notes to me on the steamed up mirror. And, you know, it's one of those, some people could say, oh my gosh, that would drive me crazy, because then you have to clean the mirror. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it to get the love note and just to have to put some cleaner on the mirror and wipe it off at some point.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know for me, I'll speak of myself, the older I get, the more I don't like getting in a really cold bed at night. So we've invested in electric blankets over the years, and what we'll do is, it's nice because if you turn them on a little bit ahead of time, it gets the bed nice and toasty. So one of the little things both of us do it, is when we go in to, you know, get ready for bed, we'll always make sure we turn the other side on, just not my side or her side, but we'll make sure we turn the other side so that the bed's nice and toasty on both sides.
That makes the cat really happy too.
Makes the cat real happy. A lot of times the cat's in there already, but man, after it gets hot, she just does not want to go anywhere.
Yeah, so it's a little love note for the cat as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then when we travel, Wayne was on the road with his job for 10 years where he would be gone through the week. And then there was a point in time where I traveled a lot with my job. And so we would cut out little hearts and we would write each other love notes on, and we'd either stick them under the pillows so that whoever was left at home would find the note under the pillow when they went to bed at night, and then or stick them in the other one's suitcase so that when they opened their suitcase they would find that. That was always kind of tricky to get it in there without them seeing that it was in there before you go.
Not only that, to make sure it was in a spot where I didn't, because I think the one time I didn't find it until like almost the end of the week or something like that. Because yeah. I think we talked about that. You were kind of wondering why I hadn't said anything. It's like, I hadn't found it.
And we've done that too, where I put them like in your lunchbox now, or you put them in my car, or yeah, places where I'll find them.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to use your imagination. For years, we had a dog, and I'd be one part of the house, and I would write a little note for Cindy. Well, then I would attach it to the dog's collar. I'd roll it up, you know, in a little roll or whatever, fold it up, and then I'd put it under the dog's collar. And then, you know, holler at Cindy to, oh, call the dog. And then the dog would go running in and give her the note.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you know, don't be afraid to use your imagination.
Yeah, so there's lots of little ways that, you know, it's like Wayne said, use your imagination. There's lots of creative ways that you can do things to just show your love for each other. Just little surprises. I think little surprises along the way are really nice. And something else that you can do that's really a little thing that can turn into a big thing is to say please and thank you to each other. I mean, Wayne and I are very intentional about thanking each other. If he brings me a glass of water, I say thank you. If, you know, when he takes out the garbage, I thank him for taking out the garbage. And it's like he's been taking out the garbage every night for a long time, but I still thank him for taking the garbage out. I thank him, you know, for things he does around the house. He thanks me for things I do around the house. And it was funny because we had a conversation one time who said, well, you shouldn't have to thank each other. That's just part of being married, that you do things for each other. But again, it's filling up that basket, because when you show appreciation to each other, it's at the times when you're not feeling so appreciative of the other one, you have that basis to build on. Your basket is filled up, and so it makes it a lot easier to get through whatever the issue is, to forgive each other, and then to move on and start filling up each other's baskets again.
Mm-hmm. It's all about relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And it just, you know, you get that, you have that connection as husband and wife, and it just, you know, it deepens that connection. So but anyway, you know, we've shared some with you tonight about what works for us. You know, these are some of the things that we've done, some of the things we've tried. Some have been really silly. Probably a few of them we haven't only done once and have probably tried to forget them. But other things, you know, we've just kept, you know, they, you know, we just keep doing them. So.
Well, and I, one of the things we didn't talk was our little code that we have for each other.
Oh, yes.
So we heard this story, and I probably should look it up since I'm saying this on the air, because I think it was a published story, but it was about a couple. And somebody was in their house and wondered why they found these letters every time they, what was it? It was Schmilly. It was.
Yeah, it was.
It was the initials that, for the first letter of every word that spelled out, see how much I love you. And they would write that in different places for each other. So if there was, if the wife was baking something and there was flour, the husband would go kind of sneak behind her when she was busy with something else and would write Schmilly in the flour. And or she would write it in the steam in the mirror. They would write it in little notes to each other. And it was just their own little code word to remind each other about how much they love each other. And so we're not going to tell you what our code word is, but we have our little code phrase. I guess not a code word, code phrase.
Code phrase.
We have our little code phrase, our little initials. And that's like when we text each other, we end our text with our initials for our code phrase.
Email.
Email.
We do it in email.
Just
because we live together doesn't mean we don't need to know each other.
Or text each other.
Jeez. Or call each other.
Sometimes we call each other in the same house. But anyway.
I don't know what would happen if we had a fax.
We don't have faxing capability anymore. We gave that up. But anyway, so as you can see, there's lots of easy ways that you can just show little things to tell each other that you love each other. So we hope this has been helpful. And we will see you next week with episode 4.
Bye. God bless.
Bye.